Our scripture this morning is on books of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 29 to the end of the chapters, and chapter 12, verse 2. You will find it on a Pew Bible, New Testament, page 212. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as if it were dry land. But when the Egyptians attempted to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had received the spies in peace. And what more should I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received their dead by resurrection. Others were tortured, refusing to accept release in order to obtain a better resurrection. Others suffered mocking and flogging, and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned to death. They were sawn in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, persecuted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. Yet all these, though they were commended for their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better, so that they would not, apart from us, be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and a sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who, for the sake of the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. The word of the Lord.
Now we turn to the gospel lesson, and if it is your tradition, please rise for the reading of the word. The gospel lesson is found in Luke chapter 12, verses 49 through 56. It can be found in your Pew Bible on page 71 in the New Testament. And it can be found, if you're using a large print Bible, on page 75. Hear these words. I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it's completed. Do you think I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided, three against two, and two against three. They will be divided, father against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, it's going to rain. And so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be a scorching heat. You know how the scorching hit, and it happens, excuse me. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Faith. It means simply belief. Accepting as true the doctrines of Christianity. One accepts or rejects any statement, not because one wants to or does not want to, but because the evidence is good or bad. We believe in the divinity of Jesus Christ. This will cause division. Jesus said so. C.S. Lewis writes about two levels of faith. For him, we come to faith by reason. But what puzzled Lewis, and many people in fact, is the fact that Christians regard faith as a virtue. What is there moral or immoral about believing or not believing a set of statements? If you come to faith by reason, the truth of the evidence, Lewis assumed that once a human mind accepts a thing as true, it will automatically go on regarding it as true, assuming that the human mind is completely ruled by reason. Enter. Emotions, feelings, and opinions. Emotions and feelings will twist the truth. Opinions will twist reason. And we go there because we love the people that belief has divided us from. We lose the art of holding on to things your reason has once accepted. No matter what your mood is, we start going along to get along. Conflicted faith. Listen to the teacher. And this is from Ecclesiastes 1, verse 2b through 11. And I am going to be reading from the Common English Bible. Perfectly pointless. Everything is pointless. What do people gain from all the hard work that they work so hard at under the sun? A generation goes, a generation comes, but the earth remains as it always has. The sun rises, the sun sets. It returns panting to the place where it dawns. The wind blows to the south, goes around to the north. Around and around blows the wind, and the wren returns to its rounds again. All streams flow to the sea, but the sea is never full. To the place where the rivers flow, there they continue to flow. All words are tiring. No one is able to speak. The eye isn't satisfied with seeing, neither is the ear filled up by hearing. Whatever has happened, that will happen again. Whatever has occurred, that will occur again. There is nothing new under the sun. People may say about something, look at this, it's new. But it was already around for ages before us. There is no remembrance of things in the past, nor of things to come in the future. Neither will there be any remembrance among those who come along in the future. Life has a pattern. Humans have a burden. And if your mind's in the right place, this is God-made and God-given. But if your mind isn't in the right place, then the same old thing, day in and day out, wears one down. Getting up, going to work, coming home, repeat. Daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, the same thing, day in and day out. Emotions build, opinions form. All that could or should be said cannot be said, and neither eyes and ears are ever satisfied. Human existence is caught in a cycle. Pointless. Oh, did you hear? There's nothing new under the sun. Hey, Mr. Nowhere Man, sitting in your nowhere land, making all your nowhere plans for nobody. Are you there? Be thankful if you're there. Because if you are truly there, if you truly realize you're a nowhere man, this is a good place. A good place to come to. If it helps one to discover one's bankruptcy, enter level 2, the higher sense of faith. What God cares about is not exactly our actions. What He cares about is that we should be creatures of a certain kind or quality. The kind of creature He intended us to be. Creatures related to Himself in a certain way. To really discover that we have nothing to offer God that is not already His own, and really find out by experience that this is true. Christ offers something for nothing. He offers everything for nothing. The whole Christian life consists in accepting this very remarkable offer. But the difficulty is to reach the point of recognizing that all we have done and can do is nothing. Conflicted faith. Listen to these words from Hebrews again. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us. Looking to Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, regarding its shame, and has taken His seat at the right hand of the throne of God. So where are you? The battle is between faith and reason on one side, and emotion and opinions on the other. So where are you? Well, my time is up. But I will leave you with this. And it comes from Philippians chapter 2, verse 12b through 13. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who is working in you, enabling you both to will and to act for his good purpose. Let it be so. Amen.